it helps if you've got something in your head before you actually begin doing this, and that is a recollection of something that you really like, some sort of event, a memory of some form, that when you think about it, it feels good. Turn your mind to whatever it is that you've come up with and see if you can notice, as you settle on that recollection, that experience, see if you notice how you come to it. Does an image appear in your mind's eye, or do you find yourself hearing something, the sound of somebody speaking? Do you remember touching something? Does it feel alive on your skin now? Or do you feel yourself breathing something, the scent of something? I wonder how you're coming to this particular memory. And see if you can get a sense of how you start to feel when you do that. Drop right into it. Imagine you are directing a film or a radio program or something like that, and you are focusing in some particular way on the best bit. You want whoever's listening or watching or whatever it is that they're doing to waste no time getting to the absolute core of whatever it is that you want them to feel good about. And notice how you start to feel. The sensation that you get, the feeling that you get. Whatever it is, if this is a good memory, you're in touch with the feeling of safety and connection. You've become connected to something really important, something that leaves you feeling secure and safe. And when that happens, all kinds of stuff kicks off. So many things. You'll find yourself feeling more relaxed. You might find your mind turning to things that you didn't expect. And when you do, there might be other good things. You'll find your lateral thinking much more powerful. You'll be able to focus more broadly on things. Time will feel different, possibly slower. And see if you can work out other things that are going on. How do you feel disposed towards the world when you get in touch with this memory? Do you feel threatened by the world, or do you feel something else? Notice the feeling that starts to emerge when you remember this. Notice where you feel it in your body, and do it again, and again, and again. Get used to the idea that if you are feeling strung out, wired, some sort of anxious state, if you drop in on this particular memory, there's a very good chance that something's going to shift. And that's all you need, a small shift away from contraction and constriction and restriction, out of fear, out of panic, and into the place where things start to happen that you can benefit from. I I wonder how many memories you can find like this. I've got to be clear that when I think about, for example, my childhood, there are not many things like that. The things I tend to think of come from books that I read or films that I saw or things that have happened in the last 20 odd years. It really doesn't matter what it is that you're thinking about. It's what it does to you that matters. Just notice how you tumble into it. That can be the bit that's sometimes difficult to get going if you're feeling bad. It's like, where do you start thinking about something good when you feel bad? Because the last thing you feel predisposed to do is turn your mind towards a good memory when you're feeling as if something terrible is going to happen. But if you get into the habit of it, if you find yourself doing it often, it becomes a reflex. And actually, it's a form of the same kind of reflex that people who have that mysterious ability not to wander through life feeling anxious all the time, I know a couple, I'm not one myself, it's the thing that they have an innate ability to do. They start worrying about something and it doesn't spiral. Something inside them pulls them back this side of the precipice. And that's all we're trying to do. Get your own version of that going. A bit of security. A bit less, and a bit more peace. See what you can do with these kinds of ideas. There isn't a script for it. There isn't really a theory of it. It's just a way you can develop of doing it for yourself.